The parcel of land is located in a neighborhood at 705 Ira 2 Street. It was appraised this year for $36,000, $4,000 less than the previous appraisal. The borough had offered the property for sale through public auction in 2017, but had no bidders. The borough assembly considered two options at the meeting: to sell the parcel directly to a regional tribal authority who would later give it to the local tribe, or to put it up for auction. Direct sales are allowed if it's considered to be in the best interest of the public. Petersburg Indian Association had approached the borough wanting the land to build a low-income duplex through the Tlingit and Haida Regional Housing Authority. The tribe had received COVID-19 federal grant funding to address overcrowding in Petersburg homes. The plan was for PIA to own the unit after the Regional Housing Authority built it. The president of the Regional Housing Authority, Jackie Peta, addressed the assembly about the land.
We checked all the available properties, and this was the first choice of properties by the tribe.
Peta said that the federal grant has a timeline they have to follow, with a deadline of June 30th of next year. She said they finished the environmental review, and it has been approved by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. They've also started designing the units.
These COVID imminent threat grants, of course, like most other COVID funds, have to be expended within 1 year, and so we are on a tight time frame.
A letter from PIA Director Tracy Welch said that the parcel is the best location for them to purchase because it's within walking distance to essential services. She said no residents had wanted to buy the property earlier. Neighboring property owners now say they do want to buy the borough land. That's Kathy Holsinger, Nicole Olson, and Bob Olson. Nicole Olson spoke to the assembly during the meeting and said her family had been interested in the property, but not at the previous price.
In the past 2 years, we have inquired twice about the purchase price and whether or not the price was negotiable, and both times we were told the price was firm at $40,000.
Olson said the family also wants to build there.
We, too, have always had a plan of building a duplex on that lot. Now that we've finished up our own construction project next door, we're ready to move forward with this next project.
Assembly members briefly discussed the issue before unanimously supporting a public auction. Brandy Morrell said she wanted to give the Olsons a chance to buy the property.
I do believe, and the time frame I'm not positive on, that this also, Nicole and Bob Olson took ownership after the auction. So I think that it would only be fair to allow them to have a shot at it.
Jeff Miucci said he supported a competitive bid process. The only assembly member to speak in support of selling it to the tribe was Taylor Norheim, saying he understood that PIA was on a time schedule to get their low-income housing project finished. But Norheim ended up voting for a public auction, like all of the assembly. The sale will be advertised in the next few weekly newspapers, and letters will be sent out to adjacent property owners. The assembly expects to have a sale to consider during their September 8th meeting. The borough typically does not tax low-income housing projects. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.